Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. At the center of the gospel is the wonder of grace, the unconditional, unmerited favor of God freely given to humanity. Yet, this grace is not meant to sit idle in our lives. It is meant to be lived out, acted upon, and displayed in our daily walk. Just as a seed must be planted to bear fruit, so grace must be applied to produce results. When we use the grace God pours into our lives to serve, to believe, to endure, and to give, He takes notice. God is not unjust to forget your work, and He delights in rewarding those who faithfully use what He has entrusted to them. In today's message titled, From Grace to Reward, we will discover that every act of obedience done through grace carries eternal value, and that God Himself is the rewarder of those who steward His grace well. Let's join in.
God rewards you for using what He gives you. So how does God give to us? First of all, He gives to us by grace through faith. Everything God gives us is by grace, which is an unmerited favor. We don't deserve it. We haven't earned it. There are no works that can obtain it. God freely gives it to us based on Jesus, and we just receive it by faith. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 that, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. But the Bible is also clear in many places that God offers a reward for us, and we cannot get past the idea that a reward has something to do with us. It's got something to do with you and me, something that we did that enabled us to get the reward. So Bible says, do not receive God's grace in vain or God's reward in vain. Do something with the grace God has given to you and you would be rewarded. But how do I receive that reward? We receive the reward by using the grace that God has given to us. Whenever God gives you something by grace, and if you will use the grace He gave you, then He rewards you for it. Therefore, God's reward is really rooted in grace, because what He gives to us is by grace, but if we choose to use it, He will reward us. Though what He gave to us, we didn't deserve it, it's an unmerited favor, but then you go out there and use it, then He rewards you. For example, if you choose to use His grace in His kingdom and use it to bless other people, God always rewards us. God gives to us His grace, His empowerment, His ability. But then we respond to that, we step out and use it. Then God will always reward us. So He is looking for what He has given to you and see whether you are using it or not. So the first thing that God has given to us, that if you will use it, He will reward you, is faith. God really wants us to use His faith. The faith He has given to you, He wants you to use it, and He will reward you. Everywhere in the Bible, when God sees that we are actually using the faith He has given to us, He gives us something. Even the faith He gave to you for you to receive Christ is a gift. He first gave you faith to accept Jesus Christ, and that's a gift. It's a measure of faith when you accepted Jesus. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God gave you that faith. So faith was given to you as a gift, but you have an opportunity to use that faith by believing Jesus Christ, by believing and trusting God. God gives you faith, but will not do your believing for you. He has given you the faith, and He wants you to believe that you can act on that faith. That's what the Bible says. Faith without works is dead. So you must respond and do something with that faith that He has given to you. There is a great reward by not casting away your faith, but using your faith That's what the Bible says. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35 that, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. It also says in the New King James Version that, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Confidence is another way of saying faith. Don't cast away your faith, because if you will use that faith and trust God in the middle of your situation, there's going to be a great reward for you using it. I'm speaking to someone out there right now. I'm speaking as you are listening to me today. You are tempted to give up on trusting God. There is a situation that has come in your life and you have given up. You think that it will never change. And so you are tempted just to cast away your faith, just to throw away trusting God in that area. God says, don't do it. There is a great reward on the other side. Stay faithful. Keep speaking that word. Keep standing on that word of God. I tell you, there's great reward. Don't throw away your faith. Don't throw away your confidence. Do not cast it away, because it has a great reward. Somebody's listening to me right now. I'm talking to you about a child, and you haven't seen that child turn around, and you just said, well, I'm going to give up praying. Do not cast away your faith. Do not give up praying. Don't give up trusting God. That child is turning around. There is a great reward coming to you. That child is going to be used for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And for those of you who are facing difficult situations, don't throw away your faith in God, because things can turn around for your good within a twinkling of an eye. I'm telling you, just hold on to your faith. God wants you to use your faith so he can reward you. You may say, how? And the answer is not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You are looking at the situation thinking you are the one to solve your problem. No, it's not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's powerful, my friend, because then you realize it's not by my might, it's not by my power, it's not by my intellect, it's not by my qualification, it's not by my bank account, it's not by my spouse, my friend, it's not by my employer, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord, who is omnipotent God. He can do everything. We can have that confidence in him. We can have that faith in God, because if we are just trying to do it in our own ability, in our own strength, we will eventually get tired. If we depend on our own ability, your abilities will eventually get tired, my friend. They will get frustrated. They will get outdated. You can even learn a piece of technology, but I'm telling you, very soon it's going to be outdated. My friend, depend on the Holy Spirit of God. Do not throw away your faith. Use your faith and you will be rewarded. God rewards our faithfulness, and that's our response to faith and stewardship of his grace. Use the grace God has given to you. There are rewards that are given to us in this life, but also in the next life, in eternity, the life to come. He will reward you here and reward you in eternity as well. Incredible. There are some rewards that God is going to reward you in this life for you using his grace, the grace he has given you, using the ability, the empowerment he has given you, using it to extend his kingdom. He will reward you. But there are going to be some that you are going to wait for them in heaven as well. Hallelujah. That reminds me of a parable of the talents found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. We are not going to read there now, but the passage of scripture describes a master who entrusts his wealth to three servants before a journey. We all know that story, with the first two servants using their gifts to earn more, and the third burying his. He didn't do anything with that. So upon the master's return, the servants are accountable for their stewardship, how they use the gifts that he gave to them. The faithful servants are rewarded. why the unfaithful servant is punished. We know the story. The parable teaches the importance of using God-given gifts, using God's abilities and opportunities to serve God's purposes, as individuals will be judged. I'm telling you, individuals are going to be judged on how well they utilize what they have been given by God. God gives us grace, unmerited favor, but we are obliged to use them. If we don't, we will be judged. If we do, we will be rewarded. So the parable says, a master gives his steward some talents or some money. One got five, one got two, one got one. The first two went out and did something with what they were given. You see, what they were given, they didn't deserve it. They did not earn it. It wasn't theirs. It was given to them as a gift. But two of them did something with the grace given to them. The other one received grace but did nothing with it. The Bible says, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. One of these days, God is going to come and settle accounts with you. What will he say? Will he be pleased with you? So he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. You see, what a reward. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Oh, wonderful. He also who had received two talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me two talents. Look, I have gained two more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but for me, when the master comes to settle account with me, I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. And I hope so do you. That means you did something with the faith. You did something with the grace that God gave to you. You did something with it. And so he says, I will make you ruler over many things. What a reward. The first two got reward based on using the grace or the gifts God gave to them. So use your faith. Use the grace given to you. Let's see what happened to the one who did nothing with what he was given. Then he who had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew what I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. He lost everything. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. You see, use what God has given to you and you earn abundance of grace, abundance of empowerment, abundance of ability. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. I don't want to be in that situation. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's a punishment, you see. My friend, use the grace God has given to you. Use, if you are a believer in Christ, you have been given gifts. Even unbeliever, you have gifts, but this is not applicable to you if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. If you don't know Christ, you haven't received him as your Lord, this is the time to do so. And if you are a believer, I tell you, use the gifts God has given to you. And you'll be rewarded on this earth and even in eternity, the next world that we will all be going into after we have left this earth. So those who don't know Christ, the first step to take is to receive him right now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me. saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.